97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Pop in the Morning. Ladies and gentlemen, from Big Time Rush on Nickelodeon, James Maslow is on the phone. James, how you doing, dude?
What's up, Big Pop? I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Where are we catching you this morning?
I'm actually in my dress room. I'm Paramount Studios in Los Angeles.
Wow, we're catching you on the set. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, usually will, man. We film 5 days a week, so we spend a good amount of time here.
Oh my gosh. Now you're how old at this point?
19.
You're 19. So you're out of high school, so you don't have to worry about the tutors and all that stuff.
Yeah, luckily no more of that. That's nice.
That's one thing that I've heard from you know, people who have literally grown up in the business. It's hard enough to do a TV show, but then to go to school during your off time rather than relaxing, you got to go to school. That makes it even harder.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I was pretty lucky because I only really started coming up here full time my senior year when I was doing independent study. But before that, I had relatively normal high school years just going to performing arts schools. But honestly, they keep telling us we could not make our show if any of the main cast was underage because we take too many hours to make it shooting single camera. So we're pretty lucky. It works out.
Again, we're talking to James Maslow. It's Big Time Rush on Nickelodeon. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, okay? You're from where?
I was born in New York City, but I grew up in San Diego.
Okay. When did you guys make the move from New York to the West Coast?
Man, I was really young. I got to say, I was probably about 6 years old. For the next few years, I went back a lot. So, you know, between 6, 7, 8, I was in San Diego pretty full time.
And was the whole thing to kind of help spur your career, or was it like just a family move to go, or what was the whole thing behind it?
Yeah, I had nothing to do with my career at that point. That was just family decisions. Parents went out there at 6 years old. I didn't really have all the decision making power in the world, so I was like, hey, cool, let's do it.
Hey, you're bringing my toys? Okay, we're gone. It's on.
Exactly. Pretty much. I'm like, yeah, skateboard, cool, I'm there.
So you literally have like hit the lottery in the sense.
I gotta say so, yeah.
Here's the thing. You got one guest spot on iCarly, and all of a sudden from that one guest spot, you literally, it's opened the doors, and luckily you got the chops to back it up, and now you're one of the main dudes in Big Time Rush, man. Congrats.
Thank you so much, dude. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I got to give myself a tiny bit of credit because it was 2 years of auditioning for Big Time Rush, which was originally called like six other things, 4 screen tests and all that. But absolutely, I mean, iCarly was great. It was so much fun working on that. And then, you know, most of you probably don't know this. I screen tested for True Jackson.
No.
I screen tested for Spectacular. And so they had me up for a bunch of their other projects. And, you know, what I hear on the back end now that I'm actually working with a family is they really kept me on hold because they wanted to push this project. So I am grateful they did that because this is a dream come true. It's the record deal where I grew up singing and the TV show, which I've always wanted to do. So you're right, man. I got to say that the jackpot is what it is.
Absolutely. It's Big Time Rush. It's on Nickelodeon. We're talking to James Maslow. Now, here's a question. Now, it's a TV show about a band, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you guys going to end up touring and putting on albums as Big Time Rush? Is that part of the deal as well?
Definitely. I can say that, you know, as for the tours, we don't have anything set up right now. We've only played 2 live shows, one in New York and one in L.A.
Right.
But, you know, the fans keep asking for it. We keep hearing. We know we're definitely going to do that. As for the album, for sure, we're putting one out most likely this summer.
That's very
cool. We've got a bunch more music coming.
That's very cool. Again, it's Big Time Rush, Nickelodeon. We're talking to James Maslow. Talk about the Kids' Choice Awards. Man, you got to hang out with Rihanna. Is that right?
Yeah, well, we presented for Rihanna. Ironically enough, we didn't get a chance to meet her because she was so busy.
Oh.
We presented for her right before. I know, right? I know. But it was so much fun. That was my first Kids' Choice Awards. And beforehand, we actually opened up the show with Kevin James.
That's
we
awesome.
Didn't even connect that it was the beginning of the show until we actually saw it because we filmed that the day before. And then all of a sudden, you're sitting down watching it, and the first thing we see is us up there with Kevin James and all of us looking at each other like, what? Like, it was pretty cool.
That's awesome. Now, is that your first holy crap, we've made it moment? Was that the first one right there when you opened up the Kids' Choice Awards?
I don't think it was the first one. I think I've had a few along the way in the past 6 months, but that was definitely a big one.
Tell me a couple, because I love this, because I, you know, like with me being on the radio, I just kind of, you know, and with you, you're in the middle of your daily life. You get up, like right now, you're at work. You know, granted, mm-hmm. It's a cool job, but you're at work. It's your daily routine. You get up, you go to work, you do your thing, you shoot your show, you come home, you know, wash, rinse, repeat, you know? But it's little things. They're like, wow, this is, I'm really hitting it. So I'd love to hear these little, wow, I can't believe this happened kind of things. Give me a couple of those.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You hit it on the spot. We spend, you know, so much time filming that most of my day consists of waking up at, you know, 5:30 in the morning, going, getting a little workout, going to work, filming for 14 hours and going home. So I haven't gone out all that much, but in the couple times I have. See, we went to New York in January for the first time and did a teaser premiere of the first episode. Before we even launched, we just had our pilot out. And we had, you know, we expected, like, maybe, you know, it was like a meet and greet, maybe five people would show up. It's like 4 degrees. We're driving by Planet Hollywood like 9 in the morning. Mind you, the meet and greet is until about 5 in the afternoon. And we see a line of hundreds of kids. And we look over and some of our like, Nick people and execs and publicists are in the car with us. And we're like, hey, what if that line's for? And they're like, shut us down immediately. That line's not for you. All right, it's 7 in the morning or 9 in the morning. Totally not for you. And we're like, oh, okay. Makes sense. I roll down my window just to kind of look out and check within 3 seconds. It's, I mean, that was crazy.
That is awesome. James Maslow, Big Time Rush. It's on Nickelodeon. JamesMaslow.com. With a lot of downtime, I would imagine that you're knee deep in like Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that.
You know, I keep up with them pretty good. Yeah, they're a great way to reach out to fans and, you know, keep in touch with friends. So they're awesome.
Well, dude, I mean, we know you sing, we know you dance. That's kind of part of the show. And you guys are going to put out the album and hopefully tour later on. What do you do in your downtime? Like, what do you do to blow off steam? Because, I mean, right now you're a workaholic.
Yeah, and it's probably going to stay that way for a while because I like to keep busy. But, you know what, if you get an afternoon, it's sunny out here in L.A. or in San Diego, I definitely have to go out and surf. I train a lot. I love climbing. I climbed Mount Whitney last June, and if I get a chance, I want to do it again this year and eventually do Mount Rainier next year. And, you know, I like staying physical and you know, having fun, going playing some football, basketball, friends.
That's awesome. Now, I have to ask because I know there's a bunch of teeny bopper girls that'll kill me if I don't. Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I don't have a girlfriend.
And the hearts melt of teeny boppers all across Central New York.
Yeah.
I know. James Maslow, JamesMaslow.com, Big Time Rush. I know you got to get going. I know you have this busy, busy schedule. You got to. What? Let me ask you this. What are you shooting today? Like, what's on your docket for today?
Today, because we're shooting a little bit out of order, we're approaching the end of our season, but we're actually working on the very last episode. I can't give away too much, but I can say that it's going to be a double episode. So it's going to be like kind of like how we started out with the mini feature. It's going to be another one of those. And we are going to have a bunch more songs in it. Instead of just one new song like we do in a lot of episodes, we're going to have several in an actual like concert in this episode.
So today's a filming day. Are there days that it's just rehearsal, or do they kind of like intermingle as far as your daily routine?
You know, there are days that are just rehearsal, but those only fall on the weekend because every weekday is a filming day.
That's amazing. It's James Maslow, Big Time Rush. It's on Nickelodeon. One thing before you go, it's called the Quick Six. It's six questions, 60 seconds, and it lets everyone get to know a little bit more about you. All right?
All right, let's do it.
All right, James Maslow, Big Time Rush. What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Zoolander.
Favorite toy as a child?
My BMX bike.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Michael Bublé. What's the name of that song? His new single is awesome. Can't think of it.
I haven't met you yet.
There we go.
Yeah, see? See, I got you. I got you. I'm right there.
You got my back. Appreciate it. It's early for me. All right, thank you.
All right. If you're going on a road trip and you're at the convenience store, what are your go-to snacks?
Power bar, maybe some Gatorade, water, ooh, or those little beef jerky snacks. Those are good.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Legs.
Favorite toy as an adult?
Favorite toy as an adult? My car, I gotta say.
bonus question. What female celebrity did you have the heart pitter-patter first time you met?
First time I met? You know, I gotta say, meeting Nicole Scherzinger, I didn't know a whole lot about her beforehand, but she was beautiful. I was a little bit blown away.
Yeah, a pussycat doll will do that.
Yeah, they tend to do that pretty often. I think it worked on me.
James Maslow, James Maslow, Big Time Rush on Nickelodeon, the new album coming out in the summertime, and I'm looking for the tour. Dude, congratulations. You're a down-to-earth guy. You're a guy I'd love to just kind of hang out with, you know, shoot some hoops with. Very, very cool, and I appreciate your time, man. Congratulations on everything. I know you're going to be working hard, and hopefully we'll do this again, all right?
Oh, dude, thanks so much. I'd love to. Hey, if you're ever in L.A., come on out. We'll shoot some hoops.
Absolutely, man. James Maslow, everybody, from Big Time Rush on Nickelodeon. We'll be right back. JamesMaslow.com. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.